Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
After taking over the e-commerce and smart home speaker worlds, next on Amazon's horizon, furniture.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And Amazon wants to furnish your home. The online retail giant is making a big push into the furniture and appliances realm. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
So we've been hearing for a while now that Amazon has been looking to pursue a greater presence in the furniture realm. But what indicates that they're making a major push now?
So Amazon has been in furniture for a while now. They've been kind of making a push into this category, though, more recently. And they even told us in a statement that this is the fastest growing, or at least one of the fastest growing categories for them in the space. So, you know, it's a good time to be getting into the online furniture business. It's something that's growing really quickly. According to Ibis World, about 15% of the $70 billion U.S. furniture market has now moved online. So it's definitely a fast-growing segment. Barclays puts it as the second fastest-growing retail market, just behind groceries at 18% in 2015.
And is that what's behind it, the fact that it is more prevalent online these days?
Yeah, well, just think about it. You know, I've gotten very comfortable buying all kinds of things online. I think that's true of most consumers, right? You know, we get more comfortable buying certain things, especially big ticket items. I mean, that's become more and more prevalent, right? So, you know, as that's happening, people are definitely looking at furniture as something that they can buy online.
And not to mention, I'm sure, as we all are immersed in this e-commerce world, the demand for home deliveries has got to be exponential as well.
Right. We talked to a lot of different logistics companies, too, like Pilot Freight and XPO. And they were telling us, too, that they're seeing a huge uptick in demand. So the Pilot CEO said that his number one shipping category for home deliveries for by trucking, you know, LTL, which is less than truckload type shipments, has gone from TVs to furniture now. So definitely in the past year, we're hearing from a lot of logistics companies that they're seeing a huge uptick in demand for these types of home deliveries of large items like furniture.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer for Amazon to want to get in on this. Who stands to be its biggest competition in this space?
Well, there's a couple really big competitors in the space already. Wayfair, which is huge in online furniture, they're definitely one of the dominant players, as well as Pottery Barn owner Williams Sonoma. So both of those players are pretty far into this market already. Wayfair even has built out its own delivery network in the past year and a half or so. And they say that that's been a huge benefit for them as far as driving customer loyalty. Because if you can have a good customer experience with a good delivery where, you know, the people are trustworthy, they come into your home, they're setting up furniture, that's a huge part of the experience of buying furniture online.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon's big push into the furniture realm. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Support for The Wall Street Journal and the following message comes from Wonder Capital. Wonder Capital's online investment platform allows you to invest in solar energy projects across the U.S. Earn up to 8.5% annually, while also diversifying your portfolio, curbing pollution, and combating global climate change. In fact, investors like you financed 40 large-scale solar projects in 2016, offsetting the CO2 emissions from 2.8 million pounds of burned coal. You can begin investing with as little as $1,000. And best of all, Wonder Capital doesn't charge any investor fees. To learn more, create an account for free at wondercapital.com/WSJ. Wonder Capital. Do well and do good. Past performance is not an indicator of future gains.
Thank you for joining us. You know, Amazon has a good track record with new initiatives and ones that are big undertakings, but can furniture be a tough sector to crack?
Definitely. I mean, we're looking at a completely different type of logistics here. So usually, you know, you're putting tons and tons of little packages onto a truck, and that's much more cost efficient. Here, you're just putting a few big pieces of furniture onto a truck and then trying to make that cost effective. It takes a lot more time to unload it from a truck. I mean, this is definitely a more complicated industry in which to be, and it's very expensive to deliver furniture, too. And Amazon offers free delivery on Prime orders and anything over $25 as long as it's sold and shipped directly by Amazon. So that's something Wayfair does as well. Anything over $49, I believe, is also free shipping. So you know, we're seeing a lot of people get into this kind of competition of free fast shipping on really huge items that are not cheap to ship. So it's going to be working out all those logistics.
I think if anyone can do it, maybe it's Amazon, though. Laura, thanks as always.
Thanks.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens' coverage of all things Amazon, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th. What's the future of space and the law?
Companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX.
High-tech guns.
This is about choice in types of gun offered for sale.
Brain implants.
They didn't know how effective this was going to be.
Urban farming.
But what about a building that's 30 stories tall?
And the mass production of meat.
Now these cells came from a duck.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th.